But here's the thing to remember. No great travel story ever starts with things going exactly as planned. Rolf Potts is one of the most important writers and thinkers in travel. His book, Vagabonding, is considered to be the Bible of long-term travel. I've known Rolf for quite a while, but after I interviewed him for a live event recently, I took some time to reflect on his advice, and here are the three lessons I learned from that conversation. Number one, be where you are. Rolf has a way of inspiring you to observe and appreciate the moment. Whether we are traveling, working, or hanging out with family, our minds are very often elsewhere. Instead of actually experiencing the reality of any given moment or day, we obsess on the past or future. We complain or dream about other situations. And I love spending time with my family and friends. I love traveling. I love the work I do. And I love finding ways to improve myself. But if I'm doing any one of those things, I'm often also thinking about one of the other buckets as well. So am I ever actually experiencing one of the things I love most? So whatever you're doing in the moment, silence your notifications, both literally and figuratively. Resist the urge to check your phone and see what's happening somewhere else. Resist the urge to photograph the moment and share with someone else who isn't there. Resist your monkey brain from running wild. Silence your internal voice for just long enough to actually live. Number two, slow down. In an accelerating world that is full of trying to do it all, Rolf is a refreshing reminder to slow down and savor each experience. When you are planning a trip or project at home, it is tempting to try and cram in everything we want to do. Travelers are often afraid that they need to see every sight and eat every dish because what if they never go back to that country? There will be an incomplete to-do list that remains pending for eternity. But here's the thing to remember. No great travel story ever starts with things going exactly as planned. So don't overplan it. Leave room for serendipity. Rolf shared an example with a trip to Paris. What is more authentically Parisian? Running through 10 museums and tourist sites in a day or taking a 3-hour lunch? A slower pace allows us to have more of the experiences we actually seek. It leaves room for the serendipitous moments that life and travel is all about. Number three, find ways to fascinate yourself. Rolf is a travel writer, but so much of his advice is applicable, even intended, to the times we are not traveling. As he reminded me, people travel to faraway places to watch in fascination the very things they ignore at home. Travel is much more of a mindset than an action. We should constantly explore the ideas that capture our curiosity, no matter where they originate. We should find ways to fascinate ourselves with these curiosities every single day. Every place, person, topic, and activity is more interesting than you could possibly imagine if you let it. So strike up a conversation with a stranger and explore new topics with old friends. Learn how to fix something that you otherwise would have thrown away. Teach yourself how to cook a new cuisine for dinner. Sleep outside in your yard one night. Take a walk in a new neighborhood. Take a different route home from work. Mix up your routine, challenge your comfort zone, and engage the familiar like you would if you were in a faraway land. Those are my three lessons today from my conversation with Rolf Potts. Slow down, stay mindful, stay curious, and see you tomorrow.